Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty, and we recently spoke with defensive coordinator Frank Bush about the defensive draftees in this 2010 class. We started with Kareem Jackson, the first-round cornerback from Alabama, and we talked about what his impact might be like for the defensive line.
Well, I think he could do a tremendous job making the job easy, because what he'll do is he'll cover some guys up. He'll make that quarterback hold the ball, and now Mario has a chance to turn the corner. Connor has a chance to go get to the quarterback, and even the guys inside like Antonio and Amobi, those guys now get a little bit extra time to go get after the quarterback.
What stood out to you most of all when you got to talk with him in the run-up to the draft?
The maturity level. He's a very level-headed kid. He seemed mature in his football knowledge. You know, he was a tough kid, but more than all, he just seemed to have a very mature presence about himself. You know, he was very, calm. He understood the questions. He understood football really well, and we couldn't seem to get him on any of the normal things that we can get a rookie on. So we liked his maturity level.
Yeah, how often do you get those rookies? I mean, is there a percentage you can put on it when you actually trip guys up like that?
Not so much a percentage. You know, we have some questions then. We kind of, you know, mold and shape questions a certain way and try to trip them up certain ways. But this guy had a real good knowledge of the game. He understood the full picture, not just his particular position. So, again, he was an extremely smart guy that, you know, seemed to understand the big picture, and we liked that part about him.
Another guy you liked, obviously, in the third round. He was the second defensive player taken by you guys. Defensive tackle Earl Mitchell from the Houston area, played at Arizona. He's an intriguing guy just because he's played all over the place, both sides of the ball. How attractive was that to you all when you were making that selection?
Well, really very attractive. First of all, he's a heck of an athlete. You know, the kid played running back and tight end in high school. You can see flashes of that in his play when you see him play. He's very passionate. He's a tough guy. He plays, you know, with his ears pinned back, plays with a lot of emotions. So you like that part. But the fact that he played different positions, that he's kind of honed his skill in different areas, you know, is really exciting, because, you know, he can't just play one position in the National Football League. He's going to have to be able to back up a couple of spots inside. So we're excited that he's got some experience doing a lot of different things.
Well, how much did you get to talk to him right after you guys made the pick? And what sort of stuff did you guys chit-chat about?
We talked to him, of course, right away. He was very excited. His family extremely excited. You know, they're right here in Houston, and so they're all fired up. And we chit-chatted about kind of the expectations, what we expect from him, you know, how excited we was to have him, and, you know, how, you know, he's going to have a chance to come back home and do some things at home. And he was extremely excited. You know, he's always been a Texans fan, and he's excited about getting back home.
Give me the first word that comes to mind when you say the name Darryl Sharpton.
Toughness. He's at Miami. He played at Miami. You know, they have a tendency to produce a lot of good linebackers. So we saw toughness. We know he's an extremely tough kid. He's a bright kid. Played extremely fast. You know, would hit you. Show cover skills, and we just see toughness in that kid.
And he really, I would assume he kind of blends in nicely with the linebacking core you got right now, right?
Right, he does. You know, he's going to be able to play multiple spots for us. We'll put him at our weak side linebacker to start, but he can play multiple spots. He was a guy that kind of ran their defense there. We like that about him. You know, we have D'Amico. He runs our defense. But you add another smart player in that mix, it really ups the competition. And, again, the toughness is going to help us on special teams.
You mentioned toughness. You mentioned smartness just a second ago. You got to be smart to go to Northwestern. That's where Sherrick McManus, the corner you take later in the draft, goes. He had 5 picks last year. They called him a shutdown corner when you read about him. Mm-hmm. How true is that, first of all? And he was kind of a big game player at times for them, wasn't he?
Yeah, we're excited about him. He had some nicks and bruises coming into the draft, and there were some question marks. But, you know, David Gibbs and Perry Cutter did an excellent job of really researching the kid and finding all of his good plays. We got a chance to see him when he was playing at his best. We trusted, you know, what our medical people were saying about him. So we're really confident that he's going to come back and come on strong. Yeah, we did see a kid that could shut down people. We saw a kid that really played aggressive. He challenged receivers. We didn't see a lot of people go up on top of him. He was running stride for stride downfield. And, again, the thing that we try to, you know, measure guys by is toughness. We saw that, and he has playmaking ability.
Yeah, toughness. If you're going to play through injuries, you're obviously a pretty tough player. We'll wrap things up. This is some might assume, oh, well, the draft's over. You got a few months till training camp, so Frank Bush is just kicking back, playing golf, taking it easy. That's not the case. You're actually having a lot of fun. Tell us what you're doing these days.
Right. We've started to get our players in and kind of group them up and starting to meet, kind of looking over some things from last year, and also starting to talk about the new things we want to do this year. And it's exciting because we get to see all of our players again. We get a chance to kind of get hands-on, coach them up again, start to get the intensity level going again as far as what we're going to ask them to do. And, hopefully we can get them on the grass and go through some drills and whatnot. So we're excited. It's a chance for us to go coach, and that's what we want to do.
Well, Frank, we know how busy you are. We appreciate taking the time, so best of luck this offseason.
All right, thanks a lot.